Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's bring in Dave Archer on the WaitForIt.com hotline, guys. Jim Ellis, by the way, Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw, where you can build your Kia your way, brings you Dave Archer, and learn more at JimEllisKia.com. Arch, I find this interesting that you look at the standings, and as you know, bad as the losses have been for our team, we're in the hunt. We had on Arthur Smith earlier this week, and we said, Coach, we're right here. And he said, yeah, I know. This is a big game this weekend, Archer, on Sunday against these Buccaneers.
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. I mean, anytime you're in the hunt in December, that's kind of where you want to be, right? We've seen a number of teams that kind of found their stride late in the season. You go back to that 16 team, they were 7-5 coming off the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs in their own building, and they found a way to kind of catch fire and get going. And even the Green Bay Packers back in that 2010 season, the Packer team that came into Atlanta and won that playoff game was a team that caught fire late in the season. That we've seen the Giants do it. Giants, 9-7 Giants team. It kind of caught fire late in the season, got a run into the playoffs, and all of a sudden, you know, you look up and they're a Super Bowl champ. So I'm not saying it's a Super Bowl champion football team, but you don't know. You know, you got to go play the games, and what better way to find out kind of where you are now late in the year is you get the Super Bowl champs come to your building. And this is a team that you had at 28-25 going to the fourth quarter, and things got sideways because you didn't take care of the ball. So I think they're very much capable of playing with Tampa. I think Tampa, everybody thinks it's an 11-point, I think, spread or something like that. It doesn't mean anything. It's do you come and bring your best game? If you do, then it's going to be into the fourth quarter with a chance to win.
We were looking at some of the scoring lines from that game, and Calvin Ridley had a touchdown. He was targeted 10 times. Can Cordarrelle Patterson pick up that slack, or can you run the ball with Cordarrelle Patterson? Obviously, great success last week hitting the 100 yards. Can you try to get some of that against the Bucs?
Well, remember, Cordarrelle scored in that game, too, if I'm not mistaken. He had a little jump. Ryan got him the football, and he got in the end zone there, and that was, I think, followed up by a Ryan two-point conversion run on zone read, which surprised everybody as well as he dove over the top to get in the end zone. Yeah, I think that, Mike, there's enough people on this team to make enough plays to win the football game. Kyle Pitts has got to show up. You got to get the ball to Kyle Pitts. He had 7 catches against Miami 6 weeks ago. In the last 5 games, he's had 14 grabs total. I mean, he's got to be involved in the game. You got to get him the football. He's got to be a factor. You got to make Tampa defend him, make them be worried about him. That provides opportunities for other guys to make plays. But you're going to have to use everybody. There's no question. It's all hands on deck, and they'll have to play as good a game as they've played all year long to beat Tampa. But I think they're certainly capable of doing that. But you got to eliminate the mistakes. You know, you can't have the stupid penalties that put you behind the chains, those type of things. Cannot turn the football over against this Tampa team. They're number 4 in the league in takeaways with 23 takeaways on the year. They feed on takeaways. It's a team that last weekend, you know, they won the football game against an Indianapolis team. Indianapolis turned the ball over 5 times, and they had to score at the end of the game to win the football game to Jacksonville. So if you take care of the football, you're going to be in the mix down the stretch now.
Just as a follow-up, as we talked with Arthur Smith on Wednesday about Kyle Pitts, we asked him about the interception and should he try to get back to the football. Is this like everything, Arch, from the rookie wall that gets hit to just he's learning, and are their defenses taking things away? Because Campbell did a pretty good job of teeing him up in the Jacksonville game.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of stuff, Mike. It's never one thing that eliminates a player from your consciousness or eliminates a player from making plays. I think that certainly, Kyle, it's been a long season already for these young guys. We're playing a ton of young dudes. Think about how many young players are playing in this season for you, the rookies and even the second-year guys. I mean, Matt Hennessy is a guy playing center for you, and I know he alternated with Drew Dahlman last weekend. Matt Hennessy didn't start any games last year. I mean, he played a lot in the last couple of games of the year, but all of a sudden you look up and he started, you know, the preseason game. He started, he started in the regular season games as well, and now all of a sudden it gets to be a long season. So that's the case with all of them. But I just think it's a matter of them adjusting. They know that Kyle Pitts is a big-time player. And Kyle's got to step his game up. Where can he take his game that's going to make a that's going to provide a comfort zone that Ryan says, hey, I can shove the ball into this guy. So I think there's a lot of things that kind of combine to him being eliminated. He cannot be this month. He cannot be what he was in November, and that was really non-existent in November.
It is our man Dave Archer joining us here on the WaitForward.com hotline, talking about the Falcons. Falcons-Bucks right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sunday, guys, live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So how does the Antonio Brown absence, I'm curious, as you've done the research here and looked at their offense, Arch, how much does that affect them, or does it, based on how their receiving corps is played here? We know Mike Evans is the go-to guy, but Brown has, you know, certainly seen his spots. What do you think as far as the adjustment there with the offense for Tampa?
Well, I think that, you know, Gronkowski being back on the field is the big deal for them. I don't think the Antonio Brown thing is an overly big deal. Obviously, he's a good receiver. There's no question about that. Chris Godwin's been a guy that's broken Atlanta's back through the years. The last, he's played in six or eight games against Atlanta. Godwin's had a lot of success. I think he's got three or four 100-yard games against the Falcons. Gronkowski caught two touchdowns in the last time these two teams met in week three. So they've got more than enough weapons. The guy you got that to me has been a little bit of a catalyst for him. Remember, they lost two games in a row and didn't really play all that well, Tampa. You saw Brady turn the ball over. The emergence of Leonard Fournette is a little bit more of a force. He had 100 yards rushing last weekend. He's a guy that's caught a lot of passes out of the back. He's essentially their Cordarrelle Patterson, if you will. He's been kind of that Swiss Army knife that has filled in the running game, and he's caught the ball in the backfield and kind of given that. You know, when you go back and look at Tom Brady in New England, you know, you had the James White guy. You had Kevin Falk out of the backfield. Guys he loved throwing the football to. Leonard Fournette's become that guy. And so it's that safety blanket along with Gronkowski, those short passes that he can get out quickly and a guy that can make something happen. So he'll be a guy that Atlanta will really have to take care of as Leonard Fournette has kind of come into his own as a Tampa Bay Buck.
It is Dave Archer, the Idaho Rail Splitter, joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He and Wes Strewham will have the call, of course, Sunday right here on your Falcon. Arch is going to be part of the SEC game, by the way, championship. We're going to ask you about that in just a second. Arch, just real quick, we had Dante Fowler on the show yesterday. Dante said that probably he could do it all over again. He gave it the best effort, wasn't 100%. Chuck Smith said, well, that's part of the job. You got to be out there. You think this guy can actually be an impact the next couple of games? He's certainly financially motivated. Another 1.5 sacks, he gets $1 million added to his contract.
Yeah, I think that he needs to be, Mike. I don't think there's any question. You know, we obviously know why the regime before went and got him because of the year he had in L.A., and you certainly thought you could maybe capture what he had going here in his career, but that didn't happen last year. And regardless whether he was hurt or not, I would agree that you got to go. If you're injured, it's one thing. If you're hurt, everybody's hurt. You got to go play, you know, and so you got to line up and you give whatever you can. So you can give us 20 snaps, give us 20 snaps, give us 15 snaps, and so be it. We'll get you out of the game if you're banged up that much where you can't help defend against the run. But in the passing game, he's got to be able to bend and go get the quarterback. We saw a little bit of that last week. He'll need to be a factor down the stretch for Falcons.
Arch, what's the key on Sunday? I mean, we were in the game. I mean, I know it's been a while.
Right.
As Falcon fans, you know, we were in the game down there in Tampa, and then, you know, catastrophe hit. And obviously, you know, those big plays were hard to overcome. But what happened Sunday, and more importantly, what's the key?
Well, I think the keys for me pretty simple, Carl. I think that can you get some semblance of what you did run game-wise last weekend? And this is a good defense that's number one in the league against the run. A lot of those numbers are skewed to the first 5 weeks of the season. If you look at their last 5 weeks, the first 5 weeks they were giving up 47 yards a game on the ground. That's stalwart type stuff. The last 5 weeks of the season, they've given up about 112 yards on the ground. They gave up 107 yards to Indianapolis last weekend, and they've given up over 100 yards rushing in four of their last six games. So they've shown a little dent in the armor when it comes to stopping the run game. So can you get a little bit of what you had going last week where you ran for 149 yards against Jacksonville? That's going to lessen the pass rush and give Ryan a little bit more of an opportunity to operate out of play action, but certainly slow the pass rush down a little bit. So I think that if you could do that, you got to take care of the ball. That's number one. You can't turn the football over. That cost them last time. They had two pick sixes, and I think Ryan ended up with three interceptions. Now, one of them probably was a legitimate interception. Everything was tipped in the air, but still, the ball ended up in the other team's hands. You cannot turn the ball over. Like I said, this is a team that's fed on turnovers. On the other side of the football, to me, it comes down to, can you eliminate the big plays down the field? We go back to the game in December of last year when Atlanta led 17-0 at halftime. I know, Mike, you were at that game. That was a team that went on and won the Super Bowl in Tampa. But they were down 17-0 at the half. They had zero plays of 15 yards or more. They came out and won the game 31-17. They scored 31 second-half points. They had nine plays of 15 yards or more. They feed on explosive plays. They have 87 on the year, which is almost 25 to 30 more than the Falcons have. They cannot allow the explosive, make them earn their way down the field, put first downs together. I think they'll make some mistakes. Brady might throw you the football, but it's going to shorten the game as well because they're going to eat some clock, and you're going to get into the fourth quarter with an opportunity to win the football game.
All right, Squid Billy, our producer, says you have 15 seconds, Arch. Who's going to win the Georgia-Alabama game?
Well, I think the Dogs are going to find a way to win it, but make no mistake, Alabama's pretty good on defense, too. Everybody's talking about the Dogs' defense, and rightly so. But Alabama's number 7 in the country on defense. They're number 4 against the run, which is what Georgia wants to do. This is going to be a fourth-quarter football game. It's going to be tight. I know Georgia fans are going to be sitting on the edge of their seat because Alabama's going to make it a tight football game at the end.
Arch, I know you're going to have the call. Where's that going to take place, by the way? I want to make sure people give you a chance to check it out.
Yeah, it's on SEC Radio. I have no idea, Carl, where it's going to be.
Going to be on
in this city. I think it's down the dial, and I don't think I'm allowed on this station to mention
gotcha.
The guys down the dial,
gotcha.
But I think that's where it is.
Satellite radio, guys, satellite radio. Hey, man, Arch, take care. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you, brother.
All right, guys, take care. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.